Welcome to Under the Plum Bob, the podcast about all things related to the EA Max's series of games called The Sims. We avoid the real world by talking about our made-up ones. Each episode will focus on one of the several rotating themes. Today, we're going to cover some packs. It is the alternative style packs. This is Jen. I have with me today...
It's Jess. Hi.
It's the usual team. We're partying it up today because we got some kits to cover.
Yeah, we talked all about all the other packs during Max's Madness, so we thought let's dive into the kits a little bit.
Yeah, and there's so many.
29.
Yeah.
And as that of recording.
Like, didn't you figure out, like, there is as much packs as, like, kits as there are all other content?
It's getting close, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if we had included kits in Max's Madness 1, I think they all would have lost really quickly. And 2, they would have had their own bracket.
Yeah. So, maybe in the future, when we have a little bit more, because...
You know, we're gonna keep getting kits forever.
Yeah, they're gonna milk this. They're gonna continue to milk this.
Microtransactions, baby!
Exactly. And we've got other subcultures we need to go through. Because they haven't milked... They've got the alternative subcultures. Now they're going into, like, other cultures. We've got, you know...
All sorts of different themes. Just looking at the kits, like, there's different themes going through. Like, there's some, like, culturally influenced ones. There's some, like, modern, like, building kind of ones. There's all kinds of different, like, themes if you want to, like, look at them.
Yeah, and we'll... So, keep an eye on Instagram. We're going to be asking more community thoughts, like, what's your favorite kit? But something tells me from what the little bit of research I've done, these are just generic, meh, these exist.
Oh, it's like what Caitlin says, like, it wouldn't be so bad if they actually gave us quite a bit to go with it. Like, they do knock it out of the park with some of these kits, but there's a lot of kits that are like, why are we paying even just $5 for what you gave us?
Yeah.
But we're trying to be a little more positive, so.
Yeah, and I think if you go listen to our bonus that we just did, and Jess are more alternatively styled people. This is kind of more in our ballpark than other people, and Jess is becoming a builder, so we've got the castle one. We're doing Grunge Revival, Castle Estate, and Goth Galore. I'll get into it in a little bit, but, like, one of my special interests is, like, pop culture and, like, alternative type stuff. So, like, I've got opinions on these fashions.
And if you want to hear, if you have a kit that you like or don't like and want to hear about it, we will get to it. Stay tuned.
Because we've got enough.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, I'm going to start with the Grunge Revival because technically that came out first. There's 25 items to go with it. And I got this off of the gamer.com. It says, the Grunge Revival kit will be able to dress the Sims, their Sims with the vintage sneakers, band tees, jean jackets, flannel shirts, and even an old beanie. On top of this, they also get access to unique accessories such as scrunchie bracelets, chip nail polish, choker necklaces, and new tattoo options. So the community thoughts are, Steam has a mixed reviews. A lot of people were saying it's not worth a $5 price tag. Some were saying it's not what you think of with grunge. My take is that this is Grunge Revival, says it in the name. This is not, a lot of, like, Reddit people were saying, this is what the next generation thinks is grunge. This isn't what grunge is. This isn't what Kurt Cobain and Eddie Vedder and everybody, like, boomer takes on it.
Yeah. There's a few things that I'm like, okay, I can kind of see, like, going back to the 90s, like, what some of those people would have been wearing back then. Like, that flannel shirt over the striped shirt. That looks like something, like, Kurt Cobain would have worn. But a lot of this is probably, like, they saw a few pictures of, like, Kurt Cobain or somebody else, and they're like, okay, this is grunge, right?
Yeah. But, like, so it says revival. So, like, I saw one Reddit thread where somebody was like, this just gives me what Gen Z thinks of as, they think that this is the grunge, but they're still using mommy and daddy's money. And mm-hmm. I'm like, it says revival. This isn't.
If you look up, like, the word. What revival means, it's an improvement and stuff. Right. It's like they're reviving it. They're not bringing it directly to the present.
It's 2024 and this, like, happened in 1994. Like, yeah. We can't. Things have changed a lot.
Yeah, you can't exactly recreate stuff from 30 years ago. I can definitely see the inspiration from the 90s grunge stuff. But again, this is a revival. This is reviving it into a more modern time.
Yeah, not rehashing, literally.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like that dress, there's, like, a dress with the t-shirt. That was mm-hmm. just, like, I feel like generic 90s outfits because, like, I wore that as a child.
Yeah, that looks definitely like something I would have worn back then.
And also, like, we were very young children.
Yeah.
During this time. And, like, the scrunchie bracelets, I feel like that was also just a 90s thing.
Yeah, we just had scrunchies. And if you didn't have your hair up, you had them on your wrist.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's $5. I don't think that this is supposed to be the grunge of our generation. I think this is fine for what it is.
Yep. It's 25 items plus however many swatches they have. I think that does cross the barrier of it's worth $5 if you want this.
And as I will always say over almost every cast item, there's better CC out there. Just
yeah,
look it up.
If you're really that unhappy, there is CC.
There's, if you go on simslist.com there. So, like, by the time we get to the end of this, like, the goth part two, if you go to Sims List, there is, like, a specific section for goth stuff where mm-hmm. they just kind of throw, like, every alternative style. Do you have any thoughts on this one?
On the grunge? It's pretty cool. I do not have any of the Cass kits, I will be honest.
That's fair.
But, they are cool. I like this. A lot of this is, like, stuff that I might see. Like, some of them do look really comfortable. Like, I love comfy clothes, even for my Sims. So yeah. I would get probably some of these. Although I will say, I still hate that most of the hats do not cover the Sims ears.
That's somebody made a comment in the Reddit thread and they said, Sims can't do beanies. Why do they look like condoms?
They do. But seriously, every winter hat, like, hits the top of the ear and stops.
Yeah, that's true. And it's real weird. Like, it's just hanging there.
It just, it's like they put a child's hat on. It doesn't fit completely.
Yeah. If you look at my Sim self on our banner, I have a fake Green Day shirt,
mm-hmm.
which is Cass, or CC rather. Like, what bands were they going for? Like, this, the CC I downloaded, like, you could tell, like, that was Green Day's American Idiot. They had a Dookie. Yeah. They had a Evanescence. What bands are they going for? Just, like...
You know, that's a very good question. I know at some point they gotta be careful to not hit copyright, but
that's true.
Make it seem like close enough to a band, but not too much like a band.
Yeah, that's true.
So the next one was Castle Estate. It came out in January of this year. This and Goth Galore were voted on by the community back in May of 2023. Caitlin, Nardvillain, and I talked about these a little bit in our last Social Bunny episode. Both of these kits have received a meh response from the community. Are these your favorite, Jen?
So, I don't have thoughts on this. Like, mm-hmm. I was seeing, we'll get to the community thoughts in a few minutes, but, like, the people were saying, like, this should have been, like, a whole thing. Like, Sims Medieval, like, we could have got dresses and stuff.
Yes, even, like, just bumping it up to a stuff pack, I think, would have been amazing. You have all of the castle stuff, and then you have, like, medieval clothing.
Yeah, and, I don't know, it's $5.
Yeah.
I don't build, it's... to look at.
Some of the community response for the Castle Pack. A lot of conversation around spiral staircases, which, yes, I think a lot of people were hoping for spiral staircases with this kit. We did not get spiral staircases. We are still hoping. Yeah, what came in this pack? It's purely building stuff, like, and not even, like, clutter or anything like that. It's purely foundations and floors. If you want to build like a medieval castle, this is your jam. Let me tell you, there are some really amazing castle builders on Instagram. And yeah, this, I mean, they were building beautiful castles before this kit came out. And when this kit came out, it just like, took it to a new level.
I like to watch people. I like to look at what they build and I like to maybe download it, but I don't have the spoons to build. Especially not a castle.
Yeah, watching them build those castles, it's mind-blowing, because I can't, like, fathom, like, building something like that. The detail that they put into them. The one good thing I do see about this pack is how many swatches there are, though.
Yeah.
There's one thing that has 18 different swatches, but otherwise it seems to be, like, 12 or 13 different swatches. For, again, 25 items with all those swatches, this one is definitely worth your $5, especially if you're a builder.
So those windows, do you know, do those windows, I see they're stained glass looking, or are they, like, do they have colors to them?
You know, I am not 100% sure. Google really quick, I think I might.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
People are yelling at us right now. Yes, they have colors. Or no, they don't have colors. Why didn't you look this up first?
It looks like a couple of them.
Oh.
A few. Yeah, a few of the swatches do have stained glass variations.
I remember just like, as we all know, I went to Catholic school. This probably should have been a sign that that was not my thing. I would just look around at like all the pictures and I was like, well, that's so cool. They got, like, this guy in a stained glass window, and, like, this guy has his own stained glass window. Mary has her own stained glass window. Mm-hmm. Like, I love a good stained glass window.
I do love a good stained glass window, too. If anyone ever finds themselves in Washington, D.C., go to the National Cathedral. There are some absolutely gorgeous stained glass windows there.
Oh, yeah, we went there on our class trip, my senior year. Mm-hmm. I don't remember anything about it.
My favorite one is the space one, because it's really pretty and blue.
I should go back.
Yeah, these are just generic stained glass, like you'd find in random buildings.
Jesus is not in your stained glass windows in this game.
No, that's another CC thing.
And I'm sure it exists.
I'm sure it exists, too.
I mean, if we've got a religion mod and we've got a... I feel like there's Jesus CC, if I remember correctly. I'm sure that something.
I'm sure.
I do have to be a little salty, and somebody else did too when I was looking through this. Why did we not get the spiral staircases again? Like, I think Caitlin even said that in her notes from the other one that brought up a lot of conversation around spiral staircases. Yeah. Where are they? I mean, this is not spiral staircases that you guys gave us the thing to. Mm-hmm. Like, we could have just threw them in there. There's CC for spiral staircases.
I mean, especially when there's CC for it, it shouldn't be that hard. But I also understand that it's, like, hard to reprogram because The Sims, when they're doing stairs, they go in one direction. And now you're having them move, like, all directions as they go up or down. But again, if there's CC spiral staircases... Come on, Sims.
I've not used them, so I don't know if they're just like... down the steps.
Or are they just decorative? I don't know. Let us know.
Yes, if you have downloaded them. Socialize with us. We love to socialize with you guys.
I am always on the Instagram if you want to reach out.
So that episode that Jess, Caitlin, and Nargvillain did was back in February 28th of this year. If you want to go back and listen to that, we love having our guests too. If anyone is listening in the community, just message us, reach out via email. We'd love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Again, hit me up on Instagram.
Do you have any other thoughts about this?
Other than it just seems like it really is a good value for your $5. And seriously, check out some of the Instagram builders who build castles. They are absolutely gorgeous and amazing. And this pack was made for them.
Yeah. I want to say that I did see Reddit threads mentioning it would have been cool maybe to have expanded this a little bit. And obviously, like, if they had made it into, like, a stuff pack.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been a good time to work with some builder
CC
creators and made more. Or, like, this girl that, I don't know if they're a girl, sorry, Sifix, I don't know how you say it, Sifix, on Sims Resource. They make all kinds of, like, they make, like, the Disney princess dresses. They have, like, Game of Thrones-style dresses. Oh, wow. Like, they could have partnered. I think they're on a hiatus right now, though. But they could have partnered with somebody like that and made clothes.
I'm going to say every time that The Sims has partnered with a community member, it's always been, like, one of the best things they've ever done.
Yes. One of my favorites is the Pastel, whatever that is,
Pastel Pop, yeah.
And that is with my, in my head, bestie, Plumbella. And, like, that is the cutest fucking shit in the world.
Yeah, and then recently, like, the Crystal Creations and the Urban Homage kits, those were...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They partnered with community members, and they're amazing. They're great.
Yeah. And I feel like when we pull the community, we're going to get a lot of ones that people have partnered with creators on to be more like of the favorites rather than, like I said in the beginning, this is just everybody's like, it's a thing.
Yeah.
It exists.
That's the thing. Like, there's all these memes. It's like what EA gives us in The Sims, and it's just like your basic block house, and then it's like what the community members can build, and it's this gigantic, like, fancy mansion. It's true.
Yeah. Even the, like, characters. Like, if you look at that one Vanessa Jeong on the cover of the Get Famous pack, and then, like, look at what she looks like in the game.
Yeah.
I bet you could. I mean, they weren't doing it at the time, but, like, we could go back and refresh it, probably, and I don't know.
Yeah. Let me pull out another soapbox. Can we do more pack refreshes? You did one, Sims.
Yes.
We love the Spa Day refresh. We want more refreshes.
Especially, like, those of us who have, like, I have always said I only have all the packs because my friend, we go in on it. But, like, as someone who has almost every pack, I would love, like, just spruce it up a bit. Like, those nails and the toenail stuff and all that. That was cool.
Yeah. Go through and actually fix some of the broken packs. Dine out and wedding stories.
Yes. Because why is Carl single-handedly making dine out work?
Who's got the wedding mod? Let's go.
You know what? I think Carl does have a wedding mod, well, too.
I'm sure he does.
It's either Carl or Twisted Mexi has one that makes it work.
Modders and CC creators are saving this game one day at a time.
Yeah. And we love you guys.
Yep. Damn, I didn't want to be salty in this episode. I wanted to be positive.
Hey, I love this fashion on all this stuff. And, like, you can make your castles look dirty, even. Apparently, yeah. There was, like, they said clean and dirty swatches. That's cool.
Yeah, I think there's a few swatches that look more like the old castles that have been, like, dirtied by just existing for so long.
There's a castle, actually, fun fact, not too up here in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
There's a castle, like, you can pay to get married there and stuff.
Oh, wow. My high school looks like a castle.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. Somebody could make this.
I just started thinking that. I'm like, I could build my high school, like, in Copperdale on the high school lot.
Yeah. That's cool.
I'm going to do that. Now I'm writing that down. Stay tuned, everybody.
We're going to post it on the Instagram.
Yeah. It's going to take me forever, but that's okay.
Oh, that's a project.
Mm-hmm.
So I will go over the goth. There wasn't much to say about this. I liked it, but
very, very mixed reviews on this one.
Yeah, there was a lot. It's mostly positive, according to Steam. But, like, what I saw a lot of in Reddit threads and, like, a girl that I like a lot called Fake Gamer Girl. She made a video called Goth Girl Review Sims 4 Galore Pack. I'm going to link that in the show notes. And I can't remember if it's in that exact video or if it's in a later video for sure. But she just went over, like, the subcultures of goth and how, like, goth is not, like, fashion. Goth is, like, the music.
More like a lifestyle kind of a thing.
Yeah. And I can't remember. I know there was, like, mall goths, and I forget who she said, like, goes towards the mall goths.
Mm-hmm.
And this is stereotypical, like, you think of a goth person, you think of the lace and the fishnets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That hoodie, I don't understand that hoodie. I don't understand any of the hoodies where it just goes over their head and you can't see their hair.
Yeah, that bothers me. It always bothers me.
And it was broken? It would give them anime eyes when you would... They fixed it.
And it looks like there's a pair of pants in here that it looks like they tried to go for those trip pants from Hot Topic, but they're not exactly those pants. They need to be like the big wide ones that hit the floor.
And you would drag them in the rainy weather,
mm-hmm.
and you would be fraying the bottom of your pants.
Mm-hmm. Hallmark of those.
Yes. I didn't get to wear them, though. They did not have them in my size back in those days.
I never could afford them, so.
That's another, yeah. I heard that they were very, very expensive.
Mm-hmm. I think they started at like $45 or $50, which back then was expensive.
Yes. Especially if you were in lower income. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's probably why mall goths got to wear the cool clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And also... Just a small rant. I'm going to get on my soapbox. This has nothing to do with The Sims. This has everything to do with 2000s culture. As an emo person, I think South Park covered this, actually. As an emo person, everybody was goth to, like, the boomer, like, our parents' generation. They were like, oh my god, you're goth. But mm-hmm. there's, like, emo, and then we got, like, scene kids were starting to happen, like, towards... The end of our teenage years.
If you had, like, any bit of black in your wardrobe and it was slightly alternative to the normal, what everyone else was wearing, you're goth.
Yes. And then, like, you had... The South Park episode is accurate, to be completely honest with you. You had your goth kids who would be like, why are we getting lumped in with the emo kids? You don't want to be lumped in with the emo kids. And then, like, the emo kids would be like, we're not goth. And then you'd have the punk kids, the kind of nobody, throw them. That was just fun times back in the early 2000s.
There were so many different, because you had goth, you had emo, you had scene, you had punk.
The scene kids, you did not want scene kids to be with your emo.
Mm-hmm.
We did not want scene kids to be lumped in with us. Don't ask me why. Now,
Raw I could XD. Really...
Yes. And you had your raccoon.
Yeah, the raccoon-striped hair. And you're always, like, taking pictures, like, bent over with weird angles.
I baked you a cookie, but I ate it in.
Yes. Oh, God.
I heart boobies.
Was not seen, did not know any seen people, but I saw them everywhere.
Yeah, it was like Maybe Teen Kids were the Mallrats.
They had the MySpace presence. They were just, they knew how to market themselves before social media really took off.
Unfortunately, we're finding out in this day and age that a lot of those scene and later emo artists were trying to hit people up that were our age at the time. And
yeah, not great. Not great, guys.
But I like it. I think it's cute. I like to dress my Sims up in alternative fashion like myself. Yeah. So I don't really like this, the full body suit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that. I've never seen anyone actually wear something like that.
Yeah. I think they could have done better by, I don't know, trying to find actual goths. Like, most of the goth people I knew, they wore those trip pants. They wore, like, hoodies all the time. Like, not hoods over the head hoodies, just hoodies.
Trench coats. Yeah. Like, something looks like it's trying to be a trench coat, and it's not.
Not at all.
It's giving a cold shoulder trench coat. Yeah. Go listen to our bonus episode to know how we feel about cold shoulder.
Cold shoulder shirts. Yep.
Those boots are cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, that leather jacket just does not scream goth to me. It screams like biker.
That's punk. That's
is punk. Punk biker.
There is a shirt and it is like a tank top and it's got like strappy stuff over it. That doesn't read goth to me either.
Mm-hmm. Lolita goth. They could have done Lolita goth too.
Oh my god, I
completely forgot about that subset of goth too.
They did some of that with the magic pack.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I like this one. For $5, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's $5.
It's $5. This one's got 24 plus swatches. But still, that's quite a bit for $5.
$5 like it.
Yeah. Also, I would like to direct this to EA, whoever made the pictures, the promo pictures for this. Why? Why am I in there? Why?
Without her permission.
I know we joke that I work for EA. I do not work for EA. Why am I in that picture? Is that like a nice little subtle nod? Like, hi, we know you joke. Here you go. You're in here now.
What's the thing that you found that like might have been us in the new, one of the new things? What was that?
Oh, in the party kit. I know it's a play on Over the Rainbow. But it's like under the green something. It's not under the Plumbob, but it's under the something streamers.
Under the streamers. That's under what it was. Under the streamers,
yeah.
Because you mentioned it after your stream.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're affiliate. And yeah. They're out here like streamers. We got a streamer in our Plumbob.
We got streamers. We're a podcast. We're a streamer. EA, please let us in the creator network. I will shut up about asking why you put me in there if you let us in the creator network.
Yeah, then you could be like, it's retroactively me.
Yeah, see, I do work for EA.
I know, though, that they know about stuff because there's Wicker Whims in one of the other packs.
Mm-hmm.
So they know things. They know about things.
Yeah, and I know they do listen to us on occasion. We have seen confirmation in that.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, going back to, like, when we did the Sparked recap. Dave, SimGuru Ninja, saw and responded to us.
Oh. Hi, Dave. What's up, buddy? Overall, this is worth your $15. If you don't want to pay $15 for it, obviously there's CC out there.
Yeah, CC is mostly free.
Like I said, there's a whole thing on SimsList.com that it's literally just goth clothes. Some of it's alpha if you don't like Maxis Match.
I mean, like I said, I don't have any of the kits, like the cast kits. That's not my thing. And that's fine. If you're interested in getting it, go for it. If not, don't worry about it. Just,
you're not missing anything.
And don't make a big stink about it. You know?
Yeah. This is not my grunge.
At that point, just go find your CC.
Go make Kurt Cobain yourself.
Yeah, just doing a quick little episode to cover some kits. I know it's not as long as our usual episodes, and that's okay. I think having bite-sized Under the Plumb Bob episodes is good sometimes, too.
Yeah, I think we need more little, like, spicy things to get us through. Sometimes we can't do a whole pack review at one time.
Yep. We do have some really good episode ideas coming down the line, though, so definitely stay tuned for those.
Yes. Yes. I'm really excited for one of them that's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to give some teases or just...
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned for if you're a new player.
Mm-hmm. Or if you know somebody just getting into The Sims first time, we might have an episode for them coming up.
Or tell them to listen to that if they want to play The Sims.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, if you want to tell us what you think about these kits, I mean, go ahead, pull out your soapbox in our, like, in our DMs. We're fine with that. We'll read it.
Yeah, we love reading it. We love to share it. Mm-hmm. And we're like, this person said this. Isn't this funny or is this agreeable? Yeah. Like, this is something we can discuss on an episode too.
Yeah. It's like, just anything. If you want to talk about the kits, if you want to talk about a different episode, if you want to just say, hey, how's it going? Love what you guys do. Reach out to us. Yeah, Maxis Madness came out of a listener idea, so yeah, throw us your ideas. We're fine with that. But yeah, you can do that. We are Plumb Bobcast on Instagram, Threads, Blue Sky, Hive, and I guess we're still on Twitter, but we don't really post there anymore. Definitely hit the other ones up, though. We are Plumb Bobcast on Reddit. We are Under the Plumb Bob Podcast on Facebook and Tumblr. You can also contact us through our website, which is plumbobcast.com. There is a contact form there. Or you can go ahead and email us. We are undertheplumbobpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to support us with your money, we would appreciate... I mean, it's not required. Absolutely not required. Just listening to us is the best thing in the world.
Yeah, and sharing.
Yeah. Share us and listen to us. Perfect. But if you do want to monetarily support us, we have some merch for you. Go to bit.ly/plumbbobmerch. There's some fun stuff there. Or you can join our Patreon. It's patreon.com/plumbbobcast. We have two tiers. We have the Broke Newbie Family tier, which is $1. That gives you access to our private Discord server. You can chat with us. You can chat with other Patreon members. It's a whole fun time, and we do really fun things. Like, we are currently rebuilding Oasis Springs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're getting close to finishing it up, but if you want to grab a lot, we still have a bunch available. So go ahead and join the Patreon. And then there's the $3 tier, the Top Hat Money tier, and that gives you the Discord access plus monthly bonus episode, which we've mentioned a few times already this episode. We've got fun ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We got fun ones coming up, too.
Oh, yeah. We've got so much fun stuff coming up. You just... Stay tuned, everybody.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the other thing that can really, really help us out, and we would love you forever and ever for, subscribing, rating, and reviewing. We are literally everywhere that you listen to podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn, Pandora. If there is one that we are not on, please reach out to us. We want to be there, too.
There's so much weird, like, podcast platforms we don't know that maybe something exists and we need to get on it.
Yep. So yeah, just reach out if we're not there, but otherwise we are there. And yeah, subscribe, rate, and review on all of those. That helps us so much. You have no idea. Thanks to our wonderful writing and research team, which was all Jen today.
Yeah, but thank you mostly to Reddit and Steam.
Yep. If you want to see where we got our information, it'll be down in the show notes. Yep, thanks to all the sites that we use all the time. And last but definitely not least, thank you for listening, loving us, loving this podcast, loving all the crazy things we do. We appreciate you so, so much.
Yes, and we love you all, and we love getting reviews, except when you say, all we do is, well, 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 this is not our middle school game.
Yeah. And we very much tried to tried to not be salty today. A little bit of salt came out, and we're sorry for that, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We get salty.
And now we're going back to the real world. I'm getting some pizza.
Yep. Save your game. Drink some water.
Get your shots if they're still available.
Like Vanity said, abs and ab. Always be saving. Always be vaccine.
Oh my god, yes.
Okay, but back to the real world, everybody. Bye.